PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are dupe and hoist.
School newspaper editor Todd Scoops Me is interviewing Word Girl for a local news segment, and he's asking her the question on everyone's mind.
Do you think doing TV will hurt my reputation as a serious journalist?
Huh?
Maybe just his mind.
Eh, forget it. Superheroes. They're just like me and you. Hi. I'm Todd Scoops Ming, here to prove that Word Girl has more in common with regular people than you might think. For example, Word Girl, what's your favorite hobby?
Flying.
Oh.
Ta-da!
I guess some people out there in television land can relate to that. Oh, can you transform into your secret identity so I can interview her?
Really, Scoops? You think I'm gonna fall for that?
Sorry, guess I should know better than to try and dupe a superhero.
Yep. Listen, I have to be somewhere. Any more questions?
Several. What job, other than superhero, would you like to try?
Oh, that's easy. I would want to be the star of my favorite TV show, Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour. I know it's a cartoon, so technically that's impossible, but a girl can dream, can't she?
Okay, this is great stuff. Now...
I actually have to get home right away to watch it. I never miss an episode, as long as I don't have a crime to stop. Bye!
So, what's it like being a... what kind of animal are you again?
Watch it. I never miss an episode, as long as I don't have a crime to stop. Bye!
Or do not stop, once I use my brand new mind control setting on you.
Sir, do you plan on turning Word Girl into a horse?
No. That's not a bad idea, though. Write it down. Actually, make it a pony.
You were saying about this plan?
Yes. I'm making Word Girl believe she's part of her Princess and Pony show by controlling her mind through television.
And then what?
Oh, well, I'll control her. Her mind.
And then make her do what?
Capture every citizen in town. In giant pet carriers. Yes. Yes. Pet carriers, that's perfect. And then she'll hoist them up in the air and fly them all out of the city. Mwaha! Oh, mwaha! Mwah! And aha!
Why do you want Word Girl to take everyone out of the city?
Because then the city, you see, the city, stay with me here, the city will be mine. I mean, who else's would it be? Yes, everyone else will be out of the city.
Brilliant as usual, sir.
Thank you, Leslie. Wait, are you being sarcastic?
I can't tell anymore, sir.
No matter, because once Word Girl is duped into thinking she's inside her favorite show, I'll send my orders to her through this microphone.
Maybe you should try to make sure the message only goes to Word Girl so you don't ruin the show for anyone else who might be watching. Oh, what a coincidence. It's time for my break. I'll be in the TV room eating my lunch and not watching Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour.
Just make sure you punch your time card, Leslie. I don't pay you to eat.
And some PPMP. It's just nice to lose yourself in the magical world of princesses, magic ponies, dragons, and Mr. Big's face.
Hello, Word Girl. Welcome to Pretty Princess Magic Mind Control. I'm going to empty out the city, thanks to viewers like you.
Welcome, Word Girl. Pretty Princess Magic Pony, is this really happening?
Yes, it is. This is not mind control.
Wow! The Enchanted City! Amazing!
Okay, just a few questions. Is Sparkletopia really just a place in your imaginations, or was that just another one of Count Cloudy's tricks?
What?
Also, if the Pretty Flower Mobile runs on sunshine, how did the Wondertown elves ever get out of Darkness Mountain? I mean,
Listen, just
save your questions for later.
Word Girl thinks she's in a TV show. Oh, ridiculous. I totally duped her. Oh, this really isn't as fun by yourself. Leslie, get in here.
You interrupted, sir?
Yes. Initiate phase 2 of my plan.
The button right next to your hand, sir?
That's the one. Word Girl will think she's doing good things for that princess when really she'll be doing bad things for this princess. I mean prince.
Of course you do, sir. I'll just press this button and get back to my show, I mean lunch.
I need your help, Word Girl.
I need your help, Word Girl! That evil bad guy!
Count Cloudy?
That's the one! He's threatening to invade the Enchanted City!
This is amazing!
It's up to you to fly everyone out of the city before it's too late! You can hoist them up in these giant pet carriers!
Wait, why do you have pet carriers?
Oh, won't you help us, Word Girl? Won't you pretty please with cherries and gumdrops and kitties with mittens?
And oodles of noodles and carts full of hearts and...
snowflakes and cream cheese!
I've been waiting for this my whole life. Are you kidding me? Come on, everyone! It's these giant pet carriers!
Free pet carrier ride from Word Girl. Awesome!
We must leave the Enchanted City before Count Cloudy arrives.
Yeah, okay.
Place that stop, Word Girl.
Hoist!
Wait. Why are we saying hoist?
Hoist means lift up or raise.
Oh! Well, hoist! Hoist! Hoist!
And so, the superhero Word Girl and her trusted sidekick, Colonel Koala Head, are revealed to be ordinary, run-of-the-mill... Hey, what's happening over there? Cool! This is Todd Scoops Ming with the best ending to a report ever! Yeah! Wait for me!
Your work here is almost done! Soon the city will be completely empty!
Can I just say what a huge fan I am? I mean, seriously, I don't normally get starstruck, but...
That's weird. Does anyone hear a squeaking?
It's just sounding really familiar.
Great pet carrier ride and a jumping bear? Could this day be better?
Do you hear that squeaking, pretty princess?
What? Squeaking. There's no squeaking.
There's no squeaking at all.
Oh, there's squeaking. Definitely squeaking happening.
Oh, right. That squeaking. There's a loose pipe in the rainbow sprinkler system.
The Enchanted City rainbows are made by a sprinkler system?
Yes. It's all powered by Mr. Big Water Supply.
Oh, that's just not true. Rainbows are made by magic sunbeams that shine over the Valley of Unicorns, and their power grows stronger whenever someone buys a Pretty Princess Magic Pony accessory. Everyone knows that!
Leslie, what are you doing?
I'm a super fan, sir.
Leslie? Mr. Big Water Supply? Wait a minute.
Whoa, where are you? Don't go! Stay here with us!
Come on, more hoisting!
Hoist!
Holy cow! Mr. Big, he duped me! Using my favorite show!
Hey, I want my money back!
But it was a free ride!
Let's go, Huggy. He doesn't know what superhero team he's messing with. That's right, us. Word up! Freeze!
You?
You want to go home and leave Mr. Big alone.
Game over, Mr. Big.
Okay, but you admit I totally duped you, right?
Well, dupe means trick, and you definitely tricked me, so...
So, duped you. Say it!
Yes, but it won't happen again!
We'll see about that!
Mm-hmm. Haven't you tried that one before?
Yes, but not this one! Or this one! Or this one! Or this one! Or this one!
Terrific.
I know you were being sarcastic that time.
Great.
And that time, too.
I can fly, remember? I also have super strength. Yeah, let's leave those two for the police. I guess I was so obsessed with my favorite TV show, I completely lost sight of... You know, actually, if we hurry, we can probably catch the last 5 minutes of the episode.
And so, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face saved the day! Well, mainly Captain Huggy Face, since Word Girl was duped.
Well, you were. But maybe she won't be next time on another colossal, stupendous, fantastic episode of Hoist, 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 Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is shatter. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Huggy, what are you doing?
I'd like to answer the question, but Huggy shattered my buzzer. I mean, it's totally broken into pieces.
You're right about the definition. Shatter does mean to break into pieces. But, well, you didn't buzz in.
How could I have?
With your buzzer. Oh, right. Sorry. Judges, Emily did correctly define the word. Can we accept her answer? We can! Okay! Huh? Oh, this tie? Oh, no, it's not new. Well, I like your tie, too. Sure, you can borrow it. Congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl rope swing! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst. Listen for the words debate and substitute. One afternoon at the Botsfords...
Isn't this fun, Bob? The school debate club is having a special debate today. We're deciding on a club mascot. I can't wait to explain to everyone why I think we should be the unicorns. How is this not fascinating for you?
Supermarket superheroes! Word Girl is making an appearance at the grocery store ribbon-cutting ceremony today. Wow, I've gotta leave.
Oh, no! How could I have forgotten? I mean, I wrote it down in my calendar. Ugh. I was so looking forward to the big debate. I always have to miss fun stuff because I'm Word Girl. I wish I could send a substitute in my place. I've got an idea! Going on. You, Bob, are going to be Word Girl's substitute at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Substitute. You know, my replacement. We'll dress you up like Word Girl, and you can go to the ribbon-cutting instead of me. Now, you won't have to say or do anything. Just show up, smile for the camera, business and come home. Everyone will think you're really Word Girl. I think. Good point. You are very small. Here. Just hand them this note and you'll be fine. Okay, fine. Here's an emergency distress button. Only press it if there's an emergency. A real emergency. Have fun being my substitute. I've got a debate to get to.
Okay, well, there she is. You know, we were just about to replace you with someone else.
Replace me? I don't need a substitute. I'm here, and I'm prepared to debate.
Greetings, Ms. Botsford. It is indeed an honor.
Likewise, Mr. Ming. May the best argument win.
Okie dokie, let's get this meeting of the Woodview Elementary Debate Club underway. Now, is anyone here for the very first time? Anyone? Well, I'm not a mind reader, but I bet some of you are wondering, Miss Davis, why is your skin so smooth? And what exactly is a debate? What does the word debate even mean?
Well, I'll inform them.
Of course you will.
When two people with different ideas explain why their idea is the best, it's called a debate. Today, Scoops and I will each try and convince you that our animal would make the best mascot for the debate club. At the end, we'll take a vote, and the animal with the most votes will be our new mascot.
Becky Botsford, you make my job so easy. Now, let's begin. Becky, which animal do you want to be the new club mascot?
I think our new mascot should be the majestic unicorn.
And Scoops?
I have chosen a different animal, the industrious armadillo.
Okay, we'll start with Becky.
Fellow debate club members, allow me to tell you why I believe the unicorn would be the best mascot for the debate club.
Over at the grocery store, Word Girl's substitute arrives for the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Word Girl, you look a little different.
Oh, a letter.
Well, I'll read it. Dear everybody, please forgive me for being so quiet and tiny. I seem to have lost my voice while shouting at evildoers, and I am, for some reason, feeling short today. Sincerely, I am really Word Girl and not just a substitute. That letter put me at ease. Thanks for the explanation, Word Girl. So glad you could be here to celebrate the grand opening of Aisle 11.
Meanwhile, across town, all the city's villains have gathered for their annual villain convention.
And so, let there be no debate, discussion, or argument that I, Lady Redundant Woman, am the best, greatest, and supreme choice for Villain Association President!
Can anyone tell me what's missing from this year's villain convention? Could it be there's no snacks? Job was it to bring snacks?
My bad. My fault. I am to blame. I completely forgot I was on snack duty this year. Won't happen again. I guarantee, I vow.
A promise is no substitute for snacks.
Well, are you gonna go get some snacks or what?
I'll be back in a flash. In the blink of an eye, in no time flat.
Back at the ribbon cutting.
So let me welcome you to Aisle 11, featuring ice cream and pickles! And a special thanks to Word Girl for lending some of her super celebrity for today's event.
Okay, everybody! This is a robbery! A stick-up! A heist! Get ready to give me all your snack food! The villains are hungry. Bring me three of everything!
Word Girl, help me! They're about to steal all of my food!
Back at school, the debate is heating up.
Furthermore, they are special, one-of-a-kind creatures that cannot be replaced. There is no substitute for the unicorn. Therefore, it must be our new mascot.
Thank you.
Becky, I am afraid I must disagree. The armadillo is by far the better choice. Did you know that, when threatened, armadillos roll into a ball to protect themselves? Armadillos are clearly better.
Are armadillos magical? And do they have princesses for friends? I don't think so.
Well, maybe not. But they do have armored shells, which are awesome!
No, not now. The debate's not finished.
Here's another reason armadillos should be our mascot. They make funny sounds when they eat.
What am I hearing?
Wow. That electric pencil sharpener I was holding sure did just suddenly and dramatically malfunction, didn't it? Maybe I should go find a substitute so we can all keep our pencil sharp. Got to work on my excuses. Carry on with the debate.
Should I keep going?
I'm shrugging.
Why aren't you doing anything, Word Girl? This is criminally ridiculous.
What's that you were saying?
You got your voice back. Wait a minute. Did you just get taller?
I was just about to ask you how you got shorter.
How could I have suddenly gotten shorter? You were just a tiny
little... There's no time to debate the issue. I've got crime to fight. Huggy? Look at you. You changed outfits. That's right. You did substitute one costume for another. Nice vocabulary. Now let's get to work. You stop the copies from leaving the store. I'll deal with Lady Redundant Woman.
Do I want lemon lime or lime lemon? Oh, I'll treat myself and get both.
You'll get neither, Lady Redundant Woman.
Word Girl! Did you get taller, bigger, larger?
That's not important. What is important is you putting all this food back.
No can do, sister. I've got a convention hall filled with villains who are hungry for snacks. And no pint-sized pontificator is going to stand in my way, block my path, or interrupt my progress.
Huggy, arms of steel! Like me, you're probably wondering, how long can my monkey sidekick hold on to those automatic doors?
Not long, I hope. Go, girls! Keep pushing!
Do you hear that siren, Lady Redundant Woman? It sounds like the police, the cops, the local law enforcement.
What do you want from me? Wish from me? Desire from me? What do you want?
I want you to pay for the food you're taking.
Oh, is that all? Oh, here's some money. Cash. Moolah.
Why, this is exactly enough to pay for all the food. No problem, officers. She's all paid up.
Well, if we're all done here, I should be getting back to my convention, my gathering, my meeting.
Not so fast, Lady Redundant Woman. The food may be paid for, but the store is still a mess.
Oh, well, no problem. I'll just make some copies.
Whoa, hold up. You can send a substitute to the convention. You'll be here cleaning up this mess all by yourself. Huggy, keep an eye on her. I've got important business to attend to. Word! Am I too late? Is the debate over?
Okay, now it's time to vote. Everyone who agrees with Scoops that our mascot should be the armadillo, raise your hand.
Wow, Scoops, you must have given a convincing speech.
Armadillos are my passion.
18, 19, 7. And everyone who agrees with Becky that our mascot should be a unicorn, raise your hand.
You have chosen wisely.
Two, subtract one, at 7. It's a tie.
A tie? What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'll check the club rule book. Let's see. Property lessons to be chosen by the teacher in charge. Who knew? I get to pick the new debate club mascot.
Well, what animal are you going to pick? Unicorn, pick
armadillo,
unicorn.
Pick armadillo.
Okay, everybody, settle down. I've made my decision. The new debate club mascot is the Magic Turtles.
The Magic Turtles?
What's a magic turtle?
It happens to be a combination of a unicorn, which is magical, and an armadillo, which has a shell. Magic Turtle.
That's a terrible mascot. There are so many reasons why unicorns are better than magic turtles.
I disagree with this decision, and here's why. How do we know armadillos don't already have magical powers, huh?
Fine, but how do we know that unicorns don't also sometimes have a shell?
But if they had a shell...
And so, with Becky, Scoops, and Ms. Davis debating the substitute mascot, we come to the end of another fantastic episode of Word Girl.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!